In Iraq last night, gunmen killed 15 Iranian pipeline workers and two Iraqi guards in an attack northeast of the capital, Baghdad. Laura Yarachi reports.
Masked gunmen killed 18 people Friday night working on a gas pipeline outside the northeastern Iraqi town of Muqtadiyah. The victims included 15 Iranians and three Iraqis. Another eight were injured. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but officials said militants from the Iraqi arm of Sunni Muslim group Al-Qaeda had been active in the area. A senior security official says the attack took place in the Al-Nida area, where gunmen opened fire on a group of Iranian workers building a gas pipeline between Iraq and Iran. Iran signed a deal in July to build a pipeline and import gas into Iraq to fuel power plants in Baghdad and Diyala province. However, Sunni Islamists see neighboring Iran as one of their main enemies, especially because of Tehran's support of Iraq's now Shiite-led government. According to the United Nations, violence in Iraq is at the highest level in at least 5 years. More than 8,000 people have been killed this year alone. In a separate incident yesterday, at least 5 people were killed and 14 wounded when a car bomb exploded in southern Baghdad's outskirts of Narawan, and another 6 people were killed in a car bomb explosion in a town south of Baghdad. The civil war in neighboring Syria, where mainly Sunni rebels are fighting to topple a leader backed by Iran, has put further pressure on Iraq's sectarian balance. I'm Laura Yarachi.